Jesus' name, Almighty God, we want to thank you because you are such a good God. You are so faithful and so reliable. That is why we worship you as God. You are alive forevermore. You are not like other gods that have hands but cannot move them. They have eyes, they cannot see. They have legs, they cannot walk. They have heads, but they cannot think. But you are the Lord that reigns from eternity to eternity. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be partakers of your word. Father, let the power of your word bless us this morning. Let your word transform our lives this morning. We will not be hearers alone, who will go away and do according to the dictates of our own minds, but we will be people who will leave this place today to do according to your word. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We started looking at God the Holy Spirit, his personhood, last week. We read from John chapter 16, verse 5. 15, we looked at the promise of the Holy Spirit, how Jesus promised us the Holy Spirit. Remember that we are still dealing with the Godhead, the Holy Trinity. The God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we are looking at the person of the God, the Holy Spirit, knowing that they are one. So let's quickly open our Bibles to John chapter 16. Somebody read from verse 5 to 10 for me. And somebody from 11 to 15. John 16, verse 5 to 10, and then 11 to 15. John 16. Okay, if no one is there, I will read. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? Let me just read from another version. He said, but because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart, that is taking complete possession of them. However, I'm telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, that is good, expedient, and advantageous for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the Comforter, that is the Counselor, Helper, Advocate, Intercessor, Strengthener, Standby, will not come to you, that is into close fellowship with you. But if I go away, I will send him to you, to be in close fellowship with you. And when he comes, he will convict and convince the world and bring demonstration to it about sin and about righteousness, that is uprightness of heart and right standing with God, and about judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me, that is trust in, rely on, and adhere to me. about righteousness, that is uprightness of heart and right standing with God, because I go to my Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler, that is evil genius, prince of this world, Satan, is judged and condemned, and sentence already is passed on him. I have still many things to say to you, but you are not able to bear them, or to take them upon you, or to grasp them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, the whole full truth, for he will not speak his own message on his own authority, but he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that has been given to him, and he will announce and declare to you the things that are to come, that will happen in the future. He will honor and glorify me, because he will take off, that is receive, draw upon what is mine, and will reveal, that is declare, disclose and transmit it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is what I meant when I said that he, the Spirit, would take the things that are mine and will reveal, that is declare, disclose and transmit it to you. Praise the Lord. So last week we said, look, a lot of times we talk about the Holy Spirit, we know his name, but where things fall apart is that we don't have that intimate relationship with him. How do you know when you have intimate relationship with somebody? You know them very well. You know their behavior, you know their likes, their dislikes, you know when they sleep, when they wake, you know their schedule, you know what will please them. You just know them. And that is what God is calling us to, that we get into that kind of intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, to get to understand him. Because the degree of our success as Christians depend on our intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Because without him, we cannot do anything. So we need him. We need to partner with him. We said to us that in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit used to come and go. He will visit people, and then he will leave them. We gave the example of King Saul, that the Spirit departed from him. And of course, we have the examples of many other prophets whom the Spirit of God will seize and even take them to places. But we said, we live at one of those very glorious times, in that the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of us as children of God. We also said that the Holy Spirit has the characteristics of a person. In other words, he can think, he can carry out actions based on his thoughts, he has a will, he has self-identity, he has emotion, he can react, he acts. He can be grieved. He can be displeased. That's why he's truly one part of the Trinity. He has his own personality. We are going to look at some of the actions of the Holy Spirit today. If you look at your bulletin, if you open your bulletin, when you open your bulletin, just look at the other side. You see some of the action that the Holy Spirit can perform. So that's what we are going to look at this morning. We say the Holy Spirit hears. Let's look at John 16 verse 13. The Holy Spirit hears. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But whatever he hears, he speaks.
Whatever he hears,
he speaks.
Who does he hear from?
From God.
He hears from God. And that which he hears, he is going to speak to you.
And tell you things to come.
Okay. He will tell you of the things to come. So who else does the Holy Spirit hear from? He hears from you also. Just like he hears from God and will tell you, he will also hear from you and tell God. Because he witnesses. He will say to God, look, I go out with him. I go out with her. There is nothing unclean about this person. He's obedient. He does your will. Therefore, hear his prayers. Hear her prayers. He even tells you how to pray. In fact, the Bible tells us that he even helps us to pray with groaning because he knows the mind of God. It's so wonderful to have the Holy Spirit in our lives. He also speaks. Look at Mark 13 verse 11. The book of Mark, chapter 13 verse 11. Let's be quick.
They arrest you and deliver you up. Do not worry beforehand or premeditate what you will speak. But whatever is given to you in that hour, speak that, for it is given to you. I've missed it. For it is not to you who speak, but the Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord. Now, in other words, when we begin to strategize, you know, to say, oh yes, I'll be careful what I say. I'll be careful. I don't want to offend people. I don't want to, the Bible says, if truly you are working for God, it is not for you to strategize. It is for you to speak as the Spirit directs you. Do you know that some of the things you will say at that time and you think, God, why did I say this? It will be the point that will change somebody's life. I'm telling you, as somebody who preaches, that sometimes I prepare sermons. I've done research. I read. I've done everything. I'm prepare a sermon. And I deliver it. And I believe that I've delivered a very good sermon. And I go away. And nothing happens. And some days, I prepare a sermon. And I'm just wondering, I say, God, what will people pick out of this? And I just come and I deliver the sermon. And later somebody is telling me, say, thank you for that word. Thank you for that. Look, do you know, when I went to work, I remember what you said when this happened. When I was doing this, I remember what you said. When you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, that word will be of power. It may not be very nice to people hearing them, but it will do something in their lives. So it says, he speaks. He will speak through you in Jesus' name. Let's look at Acts 10, 19.
Three men are seeking you.
Praise the Lord. While Peter was still thinking about what's happening, the Holy Spirit said to him, look, this is what is happening. In order, look, we must learn to listen to him. I think that's what it is. The crux of the matter is that we must learn to hear from him. Let him speak to us. We may pray from now till tomorrow. If you don't allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, you will have wasted your time. Because a lot of times God is answering your prayer and he's telling you he's answered. And the Spirit of God speaks to your heart and tells you that you have received an answer. You may keep, you know, or sometimes the Holy Spirit will just tell you what to do. He will tell you what to do. If you are not listening for his voice, you will not be doing what you are supposed to do. Of course, the Holy Spirit also prays. Look at Romans 8:26. Someone to open to Luke 12, verse 11 and 12. Romans 8:26. The Holy Spirit prays. Let's be quick. We are Bible students.
For we ought, but the Spirit Himself make intercession for us with groaning and cannot be uttered.
Praise the Lord. You see, sometimes you say we don't even know what to pray, but the Spirit helps us. He makes intercession. He prays. Luke 12, verse 11 and 12. Okay. Amen. The Holy Spirit will do what? Will teach you. That very time. He will teach you what to say. How many of us know the meaning of disciples? What's the meaning of disciples? We say disciples, disciples, disciples all the time. Eh? Okay, yes. What's the other meaning? Why are they followers? Okay, the actual meaning is actually learners. Learners, people who are learning. They are disciples. Okay? They follow because they want to learn. They are actually learners. And the Bible uses the word disciples 250 times in the New Testament. Eh? And they use the word Christians only 3 times. Now, so when we say Christians, is actually the disciples are actually learners. So, and the Bible is telling you that the Holy Spirit will teach you. That is why the Bible says that the one who will be a bishop, the one who will be a deacon, must have what? A teachable spirit. Because we must be learners every day. If you are a pastor, you must be a learner. You must allow the Holy Spirit to teach you. How do you know when you have learned? When you hear the word of God, you change based on what you have heard. It means you have learned from it. If you have not changed, if you still do the same thing the same way you used to do it, then you have not learned, isn't it? When we make the same mistake, we do the same thing and we run into trouble and people say, he hasn't learned. Because if you have learned, you will do things differently. So learners are people who have learned to do things differently because they have followed Jesus. And the Bible is telling us this morning that the Holy Spirit will teach us. He will teach us in Jesus' name. He comforts us also. Look at Acts chapter 9, verse 31. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. He's a comforter. Look at Acts 9:31. Why does the Holy Spirit need to comfort us? Let's go on. Acts 9:31. Praise the Lord. And in the comfort of the Holy Spirit that they were multiplied. Why do we need the Holy Spirit to comfort us? Let's give 3 reasons at least. Why do we need the Holy Spirit? Because it was one of those specific reasons why Jesus said he was sending the Holy Spirit. He said the Comforter. His other name is the Comforter. Why do we need the Holy Spirit? When we listen to this morning's sermon, you will see why you need the Holy Spirit to comfort you. Why do you need the Holy Spirit to comfort you? I will not say it if we are not going to talk. I'm sure we know it. Why? Okay, who needs comfort? Let's start from there. Who needs comforting? It's not everyone who needs comforting. You know? When I'm happy, how many of us watch TV of recent? Eh? Okay. When you watch the TV, there's an advert on Lotto. Do you see it? And you don't need comforting. Who are the people who need comforting? Eh? The weary ones. Somebody who is troubled. Somebody who is troubled will need comforting. Yes. Somebody who has lost somebody. Somebody who has lost something will need comforting. Somebody, you know, I like the word weary. Somebody who is weak. Somebody who is getting to a point where he's saying, look, I cannot go on anymore. I'm tired of this. Needs comforting. Aha. Somebody who needs to depend on God needs comforting. Somebody who needs to be a disciple needs comforting, because the Bible says, I think in Thessalonians, it says, we are going to comfort people with the same spirit with which we have been comforted. If you yourself have not learned to depend on God and be comforted by God, you cannot comfort someone else. You can only do or what you have learned. You can only act on what you have learned, your own experience. So that's why you need to be comforted. So we need comforting. Now, why do we need comforting? Why is it that we are going to be weary? Because the call is not an easy call. There are going to be trials. There are going to be what? Tribulations. Anyone who tells you that when you become a Christian is meant for easy life, that is not true. That is not true. In fact, because you are a Christian, the devil will attack your marriage. Because you are a Christian, the devil want to attack your children. Because you are a Christian, the devil want to attack your work. Because you are a Christian and you are living godly, the devil will want to attack your health. So you need the Holy Spirit to partner with you. He is the comforter. My big question for us this morning is, who comforts us? Many of us have learned to depend on people to comfort us. I want you to read. It's on our website. In front of the bulletin, there's something that God has led me to put there. You know, it's something I shared with the people in the management committee on Sunday. And I put it, last week. And I put it there. And I've said here, you know, the brook will not dry up, and the ravens cease to supply your daily rations, unless God has a widow ready in your Zarephath. The rain of manna will not stop falling unless the corn of your promised land is ripe for harvesting. When man stops helping you, God takes over. When man leaves you, God announces his arrival. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Praise the Lord. So that is what it means to be comforted by the Holy Spirit, when you make God your hope. Praise the Lord. You see, it's wonderful. It's good to attend Sunday school. Praise God. You can read the other ones. It's almost time. You can read the other ones. The other Bible passages, you know. So he's a comforter. He guides. You can see each of these works of the Holy Spirit can actually take one Sunday school. Eh? And I'm telling you, each of them, the Holy Spirit comforting you, can take one Sunday school if we want to teach it. Eh? Hearing from him, we can teach it for one Sunday school. In fact, I think that's one of the things we need to talk about, because a lot of us have stopped depending on hearing from the Holy Spirit. I remember in those days, people actually, one of the lessons that you get taught is how to hear from God. In how many churches do you hear people talk about how to hear from God anymore? People don't get taught how to hear from God anymore. People get taught how to rely on themselves. We are no longer taught how to depend on God. Each of these things can take one lesson. Of course, he guides. He reveals. He witnesses. I think I need to talk about witnesses. In particular, he said, the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I think I need to talk about this because it's so important. There are days when you are going to feel down. There are days when it looks like you don't know what you are doing. There are days when it looks like you are actually going mad. Compared to people around you, the way they do things, you are not doing it the way they are doing it. It looks like you are not applying wisdom. It looks like you are the only one who is different. You are the outcast. It looks like you don't, I don't know if you ever stop to ask yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing? Where am I going with what I'm doing? But remember, the Spirit of God beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. That when you are doing this, you are doing it because you are a child of God. And the Spirit will remind you. That is when feelings no longer work. You know, we can't rely on feelings. It's not every day that is Christmas. It's not every day that you are going to be, you know, Jim. There are days when you are going to be down. There are days when things are not looking too bright. But the Spirit will bear witness with you, with your spirit, and say, you are a child of God, irrespective of what you are going through. So he witnesses. And of course, the other aspect of his witnessing is that when he sends you to someone, the reason that someone will believe God when you speak to them is because the Holy Spirit has gone ahead of you to speak to them. It's not by your power. You see, I was talking to my wife earlier on this morning, and I said, look, you have some people, they come to church and they say, you know, the thing I do in that church, you don't know, the things I do, I help them to do. It was when I got there that people started coming to that church. It was, if the Holy Spirit hasn't gone ahead of you to witness, there's nothing you can do. So we must not take glory. Praise the Lord. Anyway, it's the Holy Spirit that calls people to ministry. He appoints pastors. He's the one that appoints pastors. He causes conception. He gives you ideas. He also contends. He fights. He also sends people. You can see, he does a lot of things. And I pray that you and I will partner with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. As human actions can affect you, the same thing happens to the Holy Spirit. Some of our actions can delay him not to do what he wants to do in our lives. Why? Because he can be grieved. Particularly if he keeps telling you that this is the way to go and you keep ignoring him. That is why a lot of times he will just keep quiet. He won't speak to you anymore. That will not be your story in Jesus' name. Can we just rise up and pray this morning? And if you are in the house, if you have never been baptized by the Holy Spirit, I want to say today is your day. The Holy Spirit will touch you. If for a long time you have not felt his presence, he has not spoken to you, this morning he will speak to you. He will touch you in Jesus' name. Can you just pray to the Lord and say, Father, thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for all that you have said to me this morning. Thank you for your purpose in my life. Thank you because you have set out to bless me. Thank you because you have set out to take me to where you want me to go. Lord, I bless you. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you want to do in my life. Thank you for your witnessing ability. Thank you for your teaching ability. Thank you for your ability to instruct me and to guide me. Lord, I bless you. I give you praise in Jesus' name. You are welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome the Holy Spirit into your life this morning. Say, Holy Spirit of God, you are welcome. You are welcome into this place. You are welcome into this place. No longer will we go it alone. You will forever go with us. Your presence will go with us. Holy Spirit of God, you are welcome into my life. Holy Spirit of God, you are welcome into this church this morning. Glorify your name, O Lord. Our Lord, manifest your presence here. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.